Who have we here? Good morning, honey. Are you there?
Hello?
Yeah, talk to me, baby. Talk to me.
How you doing?
I feel like a man. I feel bold, proud. I feel bulky. I feel testosterone-laden. Yeah, buddy.
Bulky is my husband.
Oh, yeah? Your husband's real bulky?
Yeah.
Is he a weightlifter?
No.
Then how do you get bulky? Twinkies? Is he bulky bodied by Pizza Hut? Is he one of those kind of guys?
No.
No? I hear you're pretty bulky. Are you preggers?
Yes, I am.
How far along are you?
5 months.
What are you going to name the baby?
Kyle.
Kyle
Martin.
You want me to check on him and make sure everything's okay?
Yes, it's
you. Sure. Hold the telephone up to your tummy. Let me roll some quiet music. Oh, that is nice. Oh, so very nice. Hello? Little baby?
Hello? This is the little baby, and I am very sweet.
Wait a minute. Do you mean to tell me that you mean you're not sweet in the normal sense that babies are sweet? You're...
Exactly. I'm sweet in the fashion designer sense. I've already come to terms with my sexuality, and I know exactly the kind of lifestyle I want to lead.
This is great scientific research, because it's always been debated. Is a person's sexual orientation determined by lifestyle, by things that happen in youth, or is it something that is genetically predetermined, like hair color or eye color?
Probably is predetermined, and I can't wait to get out to do something with my nails. I mean, these things are just awful. My teeth are practically overrunning my fingers.
I don't know what I'm going to do, Kyle, to tell your parents to break the news of your choice of alternate lifestyle.
I'll tell you one thing you can do for me. Do me a dear, and when I'm born, please shove the pacifier up my tucker.
K-R-A-Z-I, he is crazy. The Grease Man on DC 101.